David Smock and Daniel Serwer have been trying to talk people into peace for much of their careers. In a new book called Facilitating Dialogue, USIP's Work in Conflict Zones, they try to figure out why peace talks in places such as Iraq, Kosovo, and Nepal worked. One factor, Smock says, is simply time.
It isn't just a one-meeting effort, but some accomplishments can be achieved in a short period of time, but the most effective processes take a considerable amount of time and in turn require the commitment of considerable resources.
As far as South Sudan and Sudan go, Smock says the country stretched that time investment about as far as it could go.
It's taken an inordinate amount of time to engage in these negotiations and come up with some kind of solution.
Smock says the threat of UN sanctions did help move the process along.
There were timelines, there were deadlines, and while those deadlines weren't met precisely, they were met in rough terms.
But Daniel Serwer, the other author of the book, is more cautious about the role of the international community. He says any kind of international dialogue ultimately aims to express the genuine desires of the people. When other players put pressure on the talks, Serwer says negotiators sometimes promise more than they can deliver.
You know, frankly, people will say things to please us, or to please the international community, or to please international donors that they don't really mean.
Serwer and Smock's book also finds that people facilitating talks, like Thabo Mbeki did in Addis Ababa, are critical. Smock says when Mbeki weighed in with constructive ideas, the talks started to move forward. Smock also advocates recognizing the grievances of the past while at the same time looking ahead to the future. For VOA News, I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.